with you.
So in love, so in love, so in love, so in love. And I can feel the scent of roses in the air.
It's June in January because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
It's June in January 'cause I'm in love with you.
And that was June in January by Julie London. So, if you haven't guessed already, this episode is going to be about the months, and the first song might be a little bit of a throw off since it's June in January, but that's going to be...
Yeah, which one does it count for?
I got that in for January, because it is June in January.
That's kind of like the Uno Black cards, where it's like, it you could know, it be counts anything. For anything.
Yeah, exactly. But she is talking about January in the song
she's
as well.
She's talking about June.
She's talking about June. Well, she's talking about how January feels like June when she's in love with you.
And I don't think this lady knows the months.
You'd be surprised. This came off the album Calendar Girl, where she has one song for every month, and so then also...
You're telling me she has no excuse for getting these mixed up. Did she
put
two songs?
Yeah, I don't know how she messed that up. She did do a June. I think she... what was it? It was like June in...
June in October.
June in October the next one. Yeah.
Ballsy.
So I honestly could have just made this whole episode from Julie London, but I decided against it.
Honorable mentions for the month of January are January 10th, 2024, by The World is a Beautiful Place, and I Am Not Afraid to Die.
Is that a song? What is that? Oh.
That was a song.
As a song.
Right.
January 10th is... I see.
You were missing the day I played that song on the radio.
Well, that's why I don't recognize it then.
Yeah.
There you go.
You were... on the moon eating space cheese.
I was on the moon eating space cheese that day. That's kind of crazy. Did you know, Kyler, that January was named after the Roman god of gates and doorways, Janus? Sounds like a regular
the
person.
The Roman god's name was Janus.
But like U.S.
So any Janus like you meet on the street is, yes, named after the Roman god.
Yeah, the gateway to the next year. And they had two heads, apparently?
The Roman god. Okay, so that's based off of a Greek god then.
I think Romans might have come first.
No.
Oh, no?
No. The Romans stole all this stuff from the Greeks.
Oh, damn.
So, what is the Greek god's name?
Well, I don't know, man. I'm not the Greeks.
Phineas?
Phineas? They have three heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got coming up next?
This is going to be February Air by Lights. Let's jump into it.
Lose.
Swift.
The new Taylor Swift.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh, sorry. I get them confused.
That was the Canadian artist Lights in February Air for our song from February, or representing February.
Ah.
Which I did not know this for a long time, and maybe I should have, but it's the only month with 28 days. Did you know this, Kyler? I feel like it's common knowledge.
No.
You didn't know that? Okay.
I never paid attention to this.
I always thought there was other months that had 28 days in them as well, but no.
I need one of those calendars. You know, like you mark it off, you do the X's, and then you rip it off, like the physical calendars. But then when you go in, they all have fun designs on them. And it makes you think about...
Like a full-size
calendar? What would
calendar?
My calendar look like? What would I want to put on my own calendar? And I think there's nothing better than a very zoomed-in picture of my face making a funny face each month. I'd give it out to all my family members.
You could easily do that. You should do it, man.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
For free?
I don't know if I you might
Folks,
have to pay me to take it.
If you want a weekly Wyler's calendar, let me know.
Hit us up. Yeah, phone in, guys.
Phone in. What's the phone number, Tyler?
I actually don't. Oh, wait. I can't read it from here.
Folks, phone in.
Phone in, though. You should find the number. Phone in.
Yeah, you know.
Did you know that February once had 30 days in it? In Sweden, they were trying to transition from the Julian old stinky calendar to the fancy new Gregorian calendar.
Greg.
But they messed up leap years 3 times in the span of like 10 years that they just gave up. And then they went back to the old calendar and added 2 leap years. And then they're like, damn, you know what? We shouldn't have done that. And they switched it again and they ended the month on February 17th.
Ah.
So it was 11 less days 1 year.
You know what that reminds me of? When the U.S. tried to transition from Celsius into Celsius. From Fahrenheit, and then they couldn't figure it out, and then they just gave up and went back to Fahrenheit.
I have never heard of that, but that's really funny.
My mother mentions this many times because she was there. They just thought it was too hard.
Dang.
And so that's why they're still Fahrenheit.
That's why they're still Fahrenheit. I feel like they should just switch over.
Honorable mentions for February, of course, is February 2017 by Charlie XCX.
Okay.
A little bit of a bop there. I know how much Tyler loves Charlie XCX.
I haven't actually listened to much of them, but...
Well, I know you're a big Charlie fan.
True. I'm a big Charlie fan, though. That's for real.
You're a brat.
True.
You know who else is a brat?
Who?
Our current prime minister. Mm-hmm. Shout out Nardwar. Gave him a Charlie XCX album last time he saw him.
What?
Yep. Brat. But there's more brat.
I didn't know that. Huh.
So, good folks, and I hope you're enjoying your brat winter.
Brat
about
winter.
To enter.
It's brat. Still winter in our calendar year, but we're going to be going
winter
to
Brat March.
Oh, wait. Is it? Maybe this is spring, actually. March, yeah. And this is Aguas de Maso by Ellis Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo,
é o pau da madeira.
Canga, candeia,
é o matita pereira.
De vento,
da ribanceira,
é um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira,
é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a viga, é o vão, festa da cumeira,
é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira,
é uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma
é um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto o desgosto, é um corpo sozinho. É um estrepe,
é um prego.
É uma ponta,
é um ponto.
É um pingo,
pingando.
É uma conta,
é um conto.
É um peixe, é um gesto.
É uma prata brilhando.
É a luz da manhã.
É o tijolo chegando.
É a lenha, é o dia. É o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana. Estilhaço na estrada.
É o projeto da casa. É o na cama, é o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato,
na luz
da manhã,
são as águas de março, fechando o verão, e a promessa de vida no teu coração.
uma cobra, é um pau.
É João.
É José.
É um espinho.
Na mão.
É um corte.
No pé.
São as águas de março, fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É pau.
É pedra.
É o fim
do caminho.
É um resto
de toco.
É um pouco.
Sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte.
É um sapo, é uma rã.
É um belo horizonte.
É uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março, fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau.
Pedra.
Oco,
oco, vinho,
agro,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
oite,
orte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março, fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pata, barra, pode batiza, zaza, ziza, aza, nanhenha, andandede, bandandede.
And that was Aguas de Março by Ellis Regina and Tom Jobin. Classic little ditty there representing our change
ditty.
Through month to month. Yeah, what was that, Kylie? Sorry, you said something?
Sorry, you said ditty.
Did
that scared
I? Did
me.
I? And yeah, that's March, which for some people, they might know that this was the first month of the year. You used to be no... April, or not April, no January or February. They added those in later, which is kind of weird. It feels wrong, but it's true. And another true thing, March Madness, man. You know about March Madness, Kyler?
Oh, I know about my future.
Your future? Oh, you're going pro?
No. By Future.
Oh, By Future? Is that a song? I've never heard
you
that.
You don't know March Madness by Future?
I don't.
Guys, I'm going to debate with Tyler after this. We might play March Madness by Future.
Well, it won't fit in. There's only one March in the
we can go back.
In the year.
We can get DeLorean.
I'll see what we can do. But yeah, statistics say that because of March Madness, March is one of the least productive months of the year. And weirdly, also the highest rates of vasectomies, with an increase of 50% seen at clinics.
They don't say, you know, correlation doesn't mean causation.
Yeah.
But what it does mean is this is 100% true. Don't fact check me on this.
Okay.
I heard that whenever a team loses, people get vasectomies.
I heard it was because people are sitting down and resting while they're watching the game more often.
Get a vasectomy?
Yeah. So
they get a vasectomy. Tube side?
Yeah.
A little snip.
Who knows, man?
Tyler, when did you get your vasectomy?
When did I get my vasectomy? I don't have one just yet, man.
That's exactly what someone with a vasectomy would say.
Well, we'll have to see. Next up, we got Laura Anglade's April in Paris for the month of April.
Why are you lying?
Why am I lying about what, man?
You just told me that. You told me this in confidence.
I'll see you around.
The charm of spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the tree. Have you done to my heart?
to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Tyler,
I have an observation, but I need you to rewind it to 301. Can you do that for me?
301.
That's my rewind sound.
All right, this is about 301. Is this what you're looking for?
The charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris.
Folks, just an observation.
Yes.
I'm driving and I'm listening to the song, and I'm realizing it kind of sounds like someone who might not speak English trying to sing in English. I think it's the inflection, but it's the really pronouncing every word, and it's not like a natural thing when you're talking. Tyler, what do you think?
I think I've heard some other jazz artists do that, and I don't know necessarily why, but I think it's like a maybe something they're taught to do for some reason.
It's the clarity, maybe?
The clarity?
I don't know, but you'll notice it a lot when you listen to these types of music that they always do that.
It is kind of interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but we'll follow up on that. We'll circle back.
Maybe we'll circle back. That was by Laura Anglade, and that was April in Paris for April.
Of course. Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
April Fools by Chief Keef, and April by Deep Purple.
Did you know that nobody knows the true origins of April Fools?
Well.
April Fool's Day, at least.
Oh?
Yeah. No one, it's just like appeared at some point. Though there's a couple ideas behind it. Again, Romans come up. They had a festival called Hilaria.
Oh, those Romans.
But it was also celebrated on March 25th, so I don't really know.
Yeah, but that's the longest running bit.
What?
You get that? April Fools? The Romans actually didn't do it on April Fools, but the funniest thing is that they think it's on April Fools.
Yeah, that would make sense. It sounds like they did a lot of fun things, though. It was a day of rejoice. They did masquerades, games, a couple sacrifices. Classic April Fools Day prank.
That's so funny. Can you imagine that, like, you're like, yeah, I just want to mess with people today.
Let me just sacrifice
them. And then when people are like, yeah, why are you messing with me today? You go, no, it's April Fool's Day.
I'm sacrificing them to Janice, the god of gateways.
No, Janice, down the road.
Just Janice down the road.
Right. She helps me grow and weed my plants in my garden.
Yeah, it's just a peace offering.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to hop into our next song. This is for the month of May, and it's J'aime Paris au mois de mai, also by Laura Anglade.
J'aime Paris au mois de mai, quand les bourgeons renaissent, qu'une nouvelle jeunesse s'empare de la vieille cité qui se met à rayonner. J'aime Paris au mois de mai, quand l'hiver le délaisse, que le soleil caresse ses vieux toits à peine éliés. J'aime sentir sur les places, ce parfum de muguet que chasse le vent qui passe. Il me plaît à me promener par les rues qui se faufilent à travers toute la ville. J'aime Paris au mois de mai. J'aime Paris au mois de mai. Lorsque le jour se lève, les rues sortant du rêve, après un sommeil très léger, coquettes se refont une beauté. J'aime Paris au mois de mai. Quand soudain tout s'anime par un monde anonyme, heureuse de voir le soleil briller. J'aime quand le vent m'apporte me plaît à me promener dans les rues qui fourmillent, j'ai les yeux qui pétillent, j'aime, oui, j'aime Paris au mois de mai.
Our song for May, J'aime Paris au mois de mai, by Laura Anglade. And for those savvy listeners out there who paid attention, the last two songs were both by Laura Anglade and were also both about Paris. And you might be wondering, what does this have to do with the months of the year? You might be thinking, like, what's this? What's that? Why about May? Why about April? That's nothing. Anyway, Kyler, you got anything to say about May? Is it your favorite month?
May.
Mother's Day is in May.
May flowers. Bring.
April.
Showers?
Wait. Honorable April mention. Showers bring May flowers?
Honorable mention about May.
Yeah. You got any? I don't know any other songs that start with May. I do know that I was looking into some of the holidays in May and Cinco de Mayo, which I never thought
Cinco.
Of this. Yeah, it's May 5th. I would have guessed it was in, like, November. But it makes a lot of sense that Cinco de Mayo is May 5th. And also, I learned that it celebrates Mexico's victory against the invading French troops in 1863. Big year for
Mexicans
fighting back the invading French armies in 1863.
Just had really great Mexican food. It's actually right by where you're living right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, in the Cordon Osborne kind of area?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, drop your full address on the radio right now.
I'm moving in like two weeks.
You can't catch me.
So shout out this Mexican restaurant, man.
Shout out. Pay me.
True. Anyway, so we're going to be moving away from May and into June, the first month of the summer.
Save the heart.
was June, our song for June.
June.
And this was by Tiger's Jaw.
Jaw.
Thank you. Kyler's my, I don't even know what that is. Kyler. Yeah, there you
Mama.
Go.
Mama.
Yeah, yeah. What? Anyway, so June. You know, either has the longest or shortest days, depending on where you live.
Is this more like a glass half full, glass half empty kind of thing?
More like a glass full, glass empty kind of thing.
Glass full, glass empty?
Yeah. Because, well, here, glass full. It's summer, and it's the summer solstice, so we have the longest days here.
June.
But if you go down under to Australia, that's when it's the longest days of the year. And I was thinking about this while writing this episode and, like, looking into it. It must be so odd for Australians to have the seasons flipped on them. Like, do they watch Christmas movies in summer?
Well, I think...
Or in their technical summer, which is December, I guess?
Theoretically speaking.
Yeah.
Australians are upside down all the time, so I don't think anything can be more strange than that.
That is kind of crazy.
Do they drive upside down?
Well, yeah, they put the wheels on the bottom of the car, and then they flip it twice, and then it's fine.
Dinner bone.
True. Goated reference. And I was also thinking, like, do you think global warming's affected the southern hemisphere the same way as the northern hemisphere?
I don't think they have any water, because all the water just fell out.
Right. Well, some notable days from June. It's Pride Month, obviously, in June. Father's Day, and I just learned this Dinosaur Day is on June 1st, so... Pretty cool. I'm going to be celebrating Dinosaur Day this year. Also, the start of summer, June 21st. So, summertime, June, fun, yada, yada, yada. Let's hit up July. And this song is July, comma, July, exclamation point, by the Decemberists. One of my favorite ones on this track list. The Decemberists, dude.
Wow.
It meets the road that goes to my house, and how the green grows there. And we got special boots that beat the path to my house, and it's careful when I'm there. And I say your uncle was a crooked French Canadian, and he was gut shot running gin. And how his guts were all suspended in his fingers, and how he held them, how he held them, held them in. Strange. July, July, July. It never seems so strange. This is the story of the road that goes to my house, and what goes there do remain. And all the troughs that run the length and breadth of my house, and the chickens, how they rattle chicken chains. And we'll remember this when we are old and ancient, though the specifics might be vague. And I'll say your camisole was a sprightly light magenta, when in fact it was a nappy bluish gray. And the water rolls down the drain. Strange. July, July, July. It never seems so strange. It never seems so strange. It never seems so strange. It never seems so strange.
Mics, guys.
Guys.
We're rolling UMFM 101.5.
Radioactive? Yeah, my radio's active.
This is the Weekly Wilers, and this is the Wyler Report this
Wyler
week
Report.
On the months. We're going month by month, man. And that was July, representing July.
July.
By the Decemberists, though. So yeah.
They broke the chain.
They broke the chain,
They
man.
Were broke the chain, man.
Yeah.
Did
you know that July used to be called, I don't remember what it used, something like seven. Oh, wait, no, it was Quintilius.
Oh.
Because it used to be the fifth month in the year.
Quintilius is significantly less cool than July.
My bad. Quintilius? Conatilius? Apparently. Quintilius sounds a lot. Anyway. But then Julius Caesar came in and he
was
like,
that's not very appropriate.
Nah, I was born in this month, so therefore it's my month. How do we feel about that, guys? How do we feel about Julius Caesar taking over that month?
How do you feel?
I don't know, man. When you have a lot of power, you can just do about anything you want to do.
That's true.
True. And he came in there, and he took that whole damn month for himself.
So if I had that power, I would name a stop sign after me. And then I would make it blue just to mess with people. And then when people rolled past it because it's not red, I'd go, what are you doing? And then they would ticket them. And then all the money would go to
me. What do you mean by you'd name it? Like, are you changing the name of stop signs to Kyler's?
Yeah, it would just be the sign. No, just one.
It would just say Kyler?
It'd still be the same, like, shape.
Okay.
And then it would be a different color, and it'd just have my name on it.
Oh.
And then we would just unfairly charge people as they rolled through it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I grabbed some other names for July that used to exist that I thought were fun. There was Maid Monath and Hay Monath. And Hay Monath literally just means hay month.
Yeah.
It was the month of the hey man.
Hey man.
Hey man.
What are you going to do?
It's just like that. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, let's roll into this next track.
This one's kind of about hey. At least got a country vibe. This is going to be August by Noeline Kossman.
What a classic. That's on dude, though.
Pouring bowls, hauling bales, grains about done ripening. Summer. So lifts the veil on the haunting August brought me foreboding feeling in my bones insists there's weather coming. Though the meadowlarks are calling, cows ain't falling, no thunderhead. Goodbye, man. Fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache. Stinging in my eyes. Prairie gold, hay fever. I'm grieving. August. Bracing in. Say a gust out of a breath of wind, stirring up old settled dust, summoning ghosts, a lost and false promise, farming extants, redbird matches, the eighth month killed my innocence, lured sorrow's love with no home, and you don't always reap what you sow. Fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache. Singing in my eyes. Praying cold, hay fever. I'm grieving. August. River's low. She won't stop for nothing. In that fact, I found hope just as I found tough loving. Oh, goodbye, banjo moon. Hiya, buckskin.
forest fires and mountain again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache, stinging in my eyes. Prairie gold, hay fever, I'm green again.
Guys, shout out Ben 10.
Ben 10.
Tyler.
Benjamin Tenjamin.
Did anybody ever tell you?
What? They'd be talking to me. I've been told things in the past, I would say. And I was told that this last song was Noel Hoffman's August, representing the month of August.
Number eight.
Yeah, I would know that, Kobe. Because it's the best month, because I was born in it.
Yeah. Well, people are saying that.
It was actually originally called Sextilis because it was the sixth month of the year.
Folks, we might have a guest entry.
Oh my gosh.
Coming in a few minutes here.
No way. Elvis Presley?
Well, we'll keep you posted. Shout out to that 4 a.m. to 2 a.m. time slot.
4 a.m. to 2 a.m. time slot.
But we'll get back to that.
We'll get back.
What do we
to
got
that.
Coming up next?
We're coming up next. Whoa, 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 whoa. Next. It's September, Kyler. Hold your horses.
September.
And this song is
Earth?
September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. The 21st.
I was thinking about Wake Me Up when September ends, but I feel like this one gives off a good September vibe, so we're playing it. Take a listen.
Lives and Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Wow.
Ho, ho. Big dog's in the house.
Okay, I've turned Kylie's mic off. He's being obnoxious.
Am I in?
Yeah.
Am I in?
Yes, we have a special guest in the studio
Hello,
today.
Hello, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's been so long since I've been on these airwaves. My name is Luke Mayer.
From what?
From Signal Distortion.
Signal Distortion?
Oh, my gosh.
Big man about town.
It's been a long time since I've been in this studio specifically to talk on the air.
Yes.
It's a nice return. I've been waved over by the Lurs here.
Yes, yeah, we saw him hanging out in the cafe.
Yeah,
I
took a cheeky little peek from Degrees, you can see nice. Into the station. I like to, back when I had my show, I used to turn around and just stare down the people that were sitting opposite of the window.
That is pretty good. We're facing out at it.
When we had Victoria on, she was playing matchmaker, so she was pointing at a guy and saying, "Go talk to this girl." And I think they ended up sitting together afterwards. So she fully
it might have worked. Yeah,
that might
Who
have.
Knows?
Imagine that's your like dating story. It's
10
like
years
some
from
random girl in a window pointed to talk to me.
Right, and then you look back and then you find out that it was recorded on a live show, and the song they were playing was a Charlie XCX song about an apple. And you go, "This is the
it?
Most I know. This is the most ironic situation possible."
Hey, man.
That is pretty good.
Folks, loves find a way.
That might have been on our love song episode, honestly. I can't
that
fully
checks.
Recall, but
I got a great
sense.
Story about
sense.
My... You want to hear a quick story? Fun fact about
Tyler's
the love,
love
song.
Island?
The love song. I was on No Island. The love song episode.
We were all on one island, guys.
We recorded. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We recorded, and then the day it aired,
yeah.
The day before it aired, I got broken up with. So I had
wow.
to listen to it.
Oh,
to the
yeah.
love song episode. Folks.
Wild stuff.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Don't pre-record episodes about love.
Love. Don't do that.
That's a very risky game.
That is a very... Thank you. I'm glad.
To be fair, we pre-recorded a lot of episodes, so only one of them going sour? Not too
That's
bad.
That's not bad.
Not too bad.
Not bad. Better than
Imagine,
the Revolution one.
Like some,
yeah, we did make a Revolution one, so that could have been horrible.
Imagine you made an episode, and it went out right before like the files came out, and then like half the episode is this like...
Dude, I just made a whole track list about Epstein. Frick.
No, you're telling
you
the New York financier.
The financier?
You're telling me the New York financier?
Wait,
the one with the island.
Gulp.
I would have known if something happened to him.
No. Surely not. Surely not.
My God.
Anyway, we might hop into our next song here. We're going straight to October. And this is October Sky
Ooh.
By Yebba.
October Sky.
Let's check it out.
October Sky. Down the hall in her socks and Yale come outside. No, nothing's wrong. I just happened to have a surprise. So we fell through the door like the autumn leaves, and I wrestled my brother down to his knees, just to watch as a rocket shot into the October sky. There's a picture of us in a layer of dust on the mantle, right by cigarettes that I smoked since you left, 'cause you said you had to fly in your October sky. Now I work in the city and I blend into the crowd. Towers came down, down. You could cut the pollution with a butter knife. You could wake up at 2 and then party all night. But I'm missing my mama, so I stand on the street and get high. There's a picture. Hidden in a layer of dust
that was October Sky by Yebba.
Yebba.
It's true, man. It's true. And did you know that October used to be called Winmonath, also known as Wine Month in Old England?
Is that from Old English?
That's from Old English,
old
man.
Old English.
And they loved the wine, I suppose. I feel like October is a good time to be drinking wine, dude. Chill note
yeah,
in the
I
fall.
I agree.
Whoa, wait, what was that?
Folks, what month are we on?
We're on, well, that was October.
Oh, it was October.
It's true. Actually, Kyler, this is crazy, but would you believe me that Easter in Australia is celebrated on the second Sunday of Australia 2 weeks before Halloween because of the inverted northern hemisphere?
Oh, because of the weather?
Yeah,
that checks.
Nah, I'm joking. I lied.
Oh. That would make sense, though.
It would make sense, but also Jesus didn't die then or whatever.
Do you want a fun fact? Apparently, in the month of October in Australia, they have the highest rate of vasectomies.
In October as well?
Yeah. Don't you know about October Madness?
It's like March Madness.
March Madness, but it's just for vasectomies
March
in
Madness,
October in Australia.
You bet on who's getting the vasectomies.
All the vasectomy deals are October, folks, if you need.
Do you think they bet on kangaroos in Australia? I don't know,
they
man.
They put them in a cage, they box?
I think they do that, and I think, actually, October might be Kangaroo Awareness Month, if I'm remembering correctly.
Also, October Madness, that's what they do. They put them, they give them a ball, and they put them on a court, and they send them off.
They would, kangaroos could probably dunk for sure, man.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What is the legit, look, there is no rule in the rule book that states a kangaroo cannot play basketball.
This
kangaroo, well, I think just on like a mental logistics scale,
it might be kind of difficult. I feel like you'd be getting a lot of fouls.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a lot of travels too.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I don't think they're going to dribble. But I think they're just going to put it in their pouch.
And they also can't pivot.
This is true.
Whoa.
Are they like bunnies where they can't move their legs individually?
Can they use their like the little baby kangaroo Joe as a double?
Just start whipping it.
Yeah.
We're gonna move into our second last song.
I'm out.
Goodbye, Luke.
Ski, folks.
Okay.
Signal distortion. Come watch the Lures though, because they're cool and awesome.
True.
This is a cosign. This is an official cosign.
Thank you, Luke.
And we will let you know when Signal Distortion is back and running.
Yeah,
folks, keep your ears open and your hearts ready.
Eyes, ears open, mouth, nose.
And I hope you enjoy this next
Adios.
Track, November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
All right, we're both out.
We're fading when we're listening to the Weekly Wilers. He's right, man. He's right. This
it's
is the
me,
Weekly Wilers.
Kyler joined by Tyler.
Also correct. I'm Tyler.
It's the Wiler Report on months.
Months. And that was November.
And we're going into the next month.
Let's do it, dude. December.
December.
This is Matt Duncan's This Time in December.
December.
You know, December, it shuts the... It's like the little closing of the year, and it's also the closing of our show here. So let's take a listen, and maybe we'll chat a little after, and we'll see.
Spring brings the showers to wick all the flowers. Fill up your every sense. And summer's heat lingers after sunset's long fingers have grazed every fin and fence. But these things I remember this time in December stay with me for the whole year long. Autumn ascending, there's a beauty in endings, a bittersweet breeze. In winter we'll stay in our tenderness laying, a bounty no king could buy. And these things we remember this time in December stay with us for the whole year long. You'll not be alone, every heart at home, it stays warm through every gust and gale.
Slotting in to your radio station, this is UMFM 101.5. We are
the Weekly Wilers.
And we're coming to you live from inside that radio machine or over the internet.
We are.
This is your Wiler Report. And we're about to sign off.
Yeah, this was about months, man. It was fun. We did. The last one was December by Matt Duncan, This Time in December. Did you know that some notable holidays from December include St. Nicholas Day on the 6th, and then, probably more importantly, International Ninja Day on December 5th, which I had never heard of, but that must mean it's pretty effective.
You know, I think you're missing a big one.
What's that?
Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Kwanzaa.
Wait, no, I think Kwanzaa is actually November.
Have a crazy Kwanzaa, folks.
Also, it's the most common birth month for dentists. Anyway, we gotta head out, guys. We'll talk
we gotta
to
go
you
get
later.
Vasectomies. Bye, guys.
No way.
The Yomsu Service Center is your one-stop shop for all the information on campus. If you've got questions about the university or UMSU, the UMSU Service Center is the spot to get all the information you seek. We've got the 411 on university-related matters, referrals, and directions to office locations and more. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
This is CJUM FM 101.5, providing diversity at the University of Manitoba.
At first glance, devilry will abide. So fierce a reverie soothes the eyes. I tremble.